Hello to all friends and fans of the pulp, paper and bioproducts industries. Welcome to our exciting Spectrum podcast, where today we'll be taking a deep dive into the white liquor plant, where we'll be finding out about Andritz's latest technology for lime mud drying. I am Mark Rushton and I will be your host. More efficiency means a lower carbon footprint. In further efforts towards maximizing efficiencies of white liquor plants, Andritz has developed Lime Dry H, a uniquely simplified and ultimately more efficient technology for lime mud drying. The new system also allows the option for the latest Andritz autonomous white liquor plant solutions for increased autonomous operations. So we'd like to welcome Andritz experts Avila Seppänen, sales manager white liquor plant, Kalle Rekola, product manager, white liquor plant, Ari Antikainen, product owner, smart products for white liquor plants. Welcome.
Hello, Mark, and nice to be here.
Yeah, hello, Mark.
Nice to be here.
Okay, so Villa, let's start with how Andritz has improved the lime drying process with Lime Dry H. Where were we and where exactly are we now?
Okay, thank you, Mark. Thanks a lot. And yes, we have launched here in Andritz white liquor plant a totally new product in lime mud drying area, lime mud disc filter called Lime Dry Aged. And this is actually a continuation for white liquor plant so-called age product family. We have already launched in white liquor filtration area Lime White Age, and in lime kiln area, Lime Flash H. And product is fully designed here in Andritz, and the manufacturing is happening in our own workshops by our own teams. And the product is under White Liquor Plant Group umbrella.
Okay, so can you give us a detailed explanation of what the new features and advantages are?
For sure, Mark, for sure. We have quite a lot of new features and advantages in this design, and maybe to start with this hollow central shaft. And the biggest benefit to having this in our new design is that we do not need anymore this quite a large vacuum tank, which we have used in previous models. And that is because of the separation of filtrate and gases is now actually happening in this hollow shaft and the new design filtrate valve. So you can imagine we can actually decrease the footprint at least 30% with this new design. So quite a lot of benefits when thinking about installations in mill areas are of course in the CAPEX side. So it is very, very good new feature, this hollow central shaft. And second, maybe to mention the central shaft axial movement. Now there are rotating shafts with constant axial movement, and that leads for sure in more homogeneous lime mud and better pre-coat renewal. And what that means in lime kiln area is that there is a less temperature fluctuation in flue gases from the lime kiln. And you know, ultimately that means savings in energy. And one new feature also is these air agitators. Previously, we have used mechanical agitators in the lime mud feeding, but now we're designing these new air agitators. And for sure, there is a lot of benefits using those. For example, less service items, no plugins, build-ups or scalings in air agitators or on vat bottom. So ultimately, it is very efficient feeding and mixing of lime mud with this design. And safety, that is always a very important issue here in Andritz. And we concentrated with this area in this design also in this case. And we improved hood design because now we have access doors actually on both sides of the hood. In previous models, it was only been in the scraper side of the hood, but now in the boat size. And for sure, that means much more safer and convenient access to perform all the maintenance works. And in the during the operation, the observation possibilities are now much more better. And maybe still add one new feature, what is very important for sure, is this filtering disks. Now we have a little bit more larger area for these filtering disks, so that for sure means more capacity. You can achieve as much as 8% more capacity with this new design. So I think that is quite a lot in this matter. And actually, even though if you using these filtering disks, which are a little bit larger, the equipment itself could be even be a little bit smaller. Again, in CapEx side, this means savings.
Wow. So it seems that a lot of work has been done. And ultimately, it seems that the lime dry H is a better process for less price. Kalle, can you explain a little further the sustainability aspects of the improved technology?
Yes, of course, Mark. So the basic idea is that the customer is basically buying the whole lime drying process instead of the filter unit alone. So the main focus in the development has been in high availability, easy operation, and excellent serviceability, as Ville pointed out also. And now, when there is no need for the filtration vessel, when the separation happens in the shaft, this makes sense in material usage wise, so that the investment is less, and also it plays important role if we think about the layout in the mill site, that we don't have to have this space reservation for the filtration vessel. So these are the main points that I would like to point out.
Sure. Obviously, sustainability is a major factor now in the production of pulp. So can you explain a little bit further sustainability aspects of the improved technology? And maybe you could give us some numbers as well.
Yeah, of course. I would like to point out two aspects. And the first one is reduction of water consumption. So now when the pre-coat surface is renewed with or by the axially moving center shaft, we can now get we don't have to use the low pressure washing for the pre-coat anymore, and we calculated that we can achieve water saving in the pre-coat wash of 60%. So that is really something to consider. And other thing related to water savings is that by reorganizing the jet condenser and vacuum pump water recirculation, it is possible to save up to 1.3 cubic meters of water for each produced pulp ton. And this example was calculated based on the production of 1 million pulp ton annual production. So to give you idea how it was achieved. So these were the aspects for this water savings. And I would also share the aspect of emission side. So as we told earlier, that now when the lime mud drying process is improved by talking about this vat mixing or mixing of the lime mud inside the filter, that leads to even quality and higher dry content of the product that is fed in the lime kiln. And this has a significant impact for the emissions of the whole process. So that is the main point. And also digitalization plays important role when talking about emissions. And I think Ari would be willing to tell about more about this.
Excellent. Thanks for that, Calais. Really good. Really good to see how much sustainability is being improved even further there. So, Ari, yes, turning to you, can you tell us about the new smart autonomous offerings that go along with LimeDry H? And ultimately, what benefits will these new applications bring to the customer?
Thank you, Mark, of course. So our smart product portfolio, it is really designed to bring new value-adding solutions for our customers' processes. And for LimeDry H filter, we have this LimeDry Solids Analyzer available as a smart tool in this area. The LimeDry Solids Analyzer, it is a continuous online measurement for measuring the LimeMud dry solids. And with this new tool, we are able to get continuous additional data of the LimeMud drying process. With this data, we can use to ensure the constant operation of the lime drying process. And of course, for example, notice any deviations quicker, which then leads to shorter reaction times in operation. But also going to the sustainability aspect that Kalle mentioned, we can use this online data to optimize the fuel consumption of lime kiln, which can then result to reduced fuel consumption, which is, of course, very important, especially in kilns using fossil fuels. With this optimization, we are also able to reduce the quality variations in the lime kiln process. And of course, this new data can then be connected to our ANRITS upper level controls, so ACE controls, for even more accurate optimization of the process.
Great. Thanks, Ari. So again, more efficiency, as we said at the beginning, leads to more sustainability, and then digitalization is bringing that in as well, which is really good news. So, Ari, staying with you, I'm sure that there's some ongoing work at ANRITS on smart solutions. It's a really fascinating area. Can you reveal to us any developments in the works and what differences they will make to the lime drying process in the future?
Yes. So we are, of course, all the time developing new solutions to raise the level of automation in mills and reduce the operator interactions in the processes. So the idea of these solutions is to enhance operator safety, of course, optimize the production, and then release operators' time for more value-adding tasks. One of the technologies that we are heavily focusing on is machine vision, where the idea is to utilize machine vision in places where operators usually do the visual checks of the process. And this is also a technology that we are utilizing in lime dry age and lime mud filter processes. So in lime dry age, we can use machine vision technology to monitor the condition of the filter discs and also the status of the chutes and scrapers. So this solution reduces the need for operator checkups in the filter. So with our algorithms, we can then recognize any possible issues in the filter and notice them in shorter delays. Also, in addition for machine vision in LimeDry H, we are also developing this new completely automated solution for keeping the scrapers and the chutes of the LimeMud filter clean. With this solution, we can, of course, enhance the safety of operators because we eliminate the need for any manual cleanings. We can also reduce the need for manual tasks performed in the filter. And we also allow the process to operate smoother because we can keep it clean 24/7 with this new automated solution.
Thanks very much, Ari. Can you just tell us when you're likely to have that on the market, those new smart solutions?
Well, the development is really highly going forward all the time, so I would expect that sometime within the year 2024.
Great. Well, LimeDry H sounds like the perfect solution. Villa, in conclusion, can you give us a quick summary of the benefits of the LimeDry H process in a nutshell?
Yeah, for sure, Mark, for sure. So, as you have heard, we have a lot of new features with great, great benefits in this new design with this LimeDry H. So maybe to start with this higher reliability. So there is this less bearing parts, easier maintenance, and better process observation possibilities, etc. And one of the biggest benefits is this increased capacity. As already told, that you can get almost 10% more capacity with this new design. And better maintainability with all the safety issues also taken care of. And savings in investment and operations. So reduced investment cost due to no more need for this very large vacuum tank. And as already told, this more capacity from same sized or even smaller equipment and lower maintenance costs. And as Airi just told, we have a lot of these exciting smart products already available and also incoming in the near future. So I think this is quite a nutshell in this greatest benefits of this design.
Great, excellent, thanks. To find out more about the Lime Dry H process from Andritz, please visit the Andritz website. You will find a link in the show notes of this podcast. I'd like to say a great big thanks to our Andritz experts and to all of our listeners. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.